Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Do either one of you like riddles? Do you like riddles? Sort of, kind of, maybe? Not really? Do you kind of like riddles?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, whether or not you like them, I got two for you.
Okay.
Ready? The first riddle is this. See if you can figure it out. I have to remember exactly how it goes because I don't want to mess it up. I'm bad at this. What holds water even though it's full of holes? What holds water even though it's full of holes? Any guesses? Some very wise young man this morning said, your body. And I went, oh, you're right. But that's not what I was thinking of. The answer, what holds water but is full of holes, that I was thinking about was a sponge. Do you ever think of that? Yeah, right? Holds water, but it's all full of holes. You see all the holes in that little thing? Okay, one more. Ready? What gets wet while it's drying?
Laundry
sometimes when it's raining if you're hanging it outside. Yes. Also true. Not what I was thinking of, but true. Something else, though, around the same lines. What gets wet while it's drying? Ready? A towel. It's drying you or your dishes off, right? But it's getting wet at the same time. Dull riddles. I'm actually not a big fan of riddles. Do you ever like tell jokes? Are you a joke teller? Because jokes are oftentimes riddles. I am not very good at it, hence the reason I had to use the paper. I sit and I try to figure out riddles forever, and it's really difficult. Well, I kind of felt that way this week with this text from Matthew's gospel that Jesus is telling stories, but really it feels like he's telling riddles. He tells these little stories to try to make a point. And in the gospel text, we call these riddles parables. It's our fancy churchy word for riddle, I think. And he's telling these parables and he's answering, or trying to, or maybe not, answer the question, who are you? The people of authority are asking Jesus, what gives you the right to do this? You're teaching and you're doing all of these things. What gives you the right, Jesus? Now, we have many, many years under our belt and all of the scriptures for us to look back and say, oh, well, we know what gives Jesus the right to teach and to heal and to say all of the things in the ways that he did. And it's the fact that he is God. It's almost like, how dare you do that? Do you think you're God? And really, what he's saying in his own kind of roundabout way is, yes, as a matter of fact, I am God. Therefore, I have the right. Well, I brought my little sponge and my towel today to say to you two things. Ready? One is, sometimes scripture is confusing. And that's okay. And we have our whole lives to figure it out. I spent a lot of time this week just being frustrated and confused. And sometimes that happens. And another thing I wanted you to know is the fact that Jesus was God. And therefore, we are reminded over and over again, especially when we come together and hear scripture, but also receive the sacrament of bread and wine, that we are loved. That Jesus came as a human being. That God himself came as a human being, died and rose again so that we know that we are loved no matter what. No matter what. I'm glad you're here. Can we pray together before you head back? Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks that you have truly blessed us with your love. Even at times of confusion and uncertainty in our faith, we thank you that you are present. Help us always to know you. And even when we are uncertain, help us to know your abundant mercies and love in our lives. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen.